over here to Graham, where whence Joe is calling us. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Dr. Murphy.
I'm sorry. That's all right. I'll be Dr. Murky. Yeah, whatever works, sir.
I'm calling for my wife. I've called a couple of times in the past, but I just want to find out if there are treatments for some of the things that she's really dealing with the worst right now. One thing, she has type 2 diabetes, and we were just at our family doctor yesterday, and she upped the amount of insulin again, and it's just not helping. And I've listened to the ad for that you just had on several minutes ago, and I listened to the last caller. So I just want to find out if there are treatments available for that. One of the things she just found out this last spring is that she has achalasia. It's a...
achalasia, yeah, gotcha.
Okay. And that she had the test done. She had the swallowing test done with the tube down the throat. And they're recommending surgery. But with her diabetes, she's finally been able to get it down to in the 200 range. Strangely enough, the best reading she's had in years was finally she gave up and didn't take any insulin, and she ate a waffle with strawberries and whipped cream on it and something else later that day. And the next day, her blood reading was 139 without any insulin. I mean, it's just backwards of what you would expect. But in order to have the achalasia surgery that they're recommending, they've got to get, they want her numbers for the diabetes to be 150, and she hasn't been 150 for a long time.
Okay, so well, why are they recommending the surgery? What's the achalasia doing to her that that they think requires surgery, sir?
It's getting worse. Originally, she would drink water, and she was told that the muscles would work backwards and eject the water out of her mouth. So she would go in and have the balloon treatment done. I think she had that done three times over the last 20 years, and that did help. But now they did the swallowing test with the tube down her throat, and they measured the muscle action. And this is what they're recommending.
Okay, sir. Well, muscle action is, it's not relaxing properly. At least that's what one of the definitions of achalasia tells us. And when muscles aren't relaxing properly, sir, there is definitely something that works. I'm not going to tell you it works every time, but it works most of the time. And that is a series of injections of magnesium. They have to be injected really rapid enough so that they force those little magnesium molecules into the cells. And once they're forced into the cells, inside the cell, why, what do you know? The muscle can relax now. I'm not kidding. We've used this for people who get food stuck in their esophagi for years. It's also good for leg cramps. It's good for migraine headaches. In all those conditions, the muscles aren't relaxing properly, and so things are not passing through the tube properly, the muscle tube, that is. And, of course, they want to do surgery on it because, for whatever reason, they haven't yet heard that a series of these magnesium intravenous pushes has a doggone good chance, and I'm not going to tell you it's 100%, but the worst it can do is make you all sweaty, so we tell people wear your gym clothes when you're going to get these. And about once every 3 years, somebody passes out, and that's why they're lying down in a chair when they get the shot. But aside from the sweatiness and having to lie down in the chair, sir, there isn't any harm from these things. And once they're done, the majority of people, the muscles that are not relaxing, just look online. The definition of achalasia means failure to relax. Anyway, the majority of that is gone, and now what do you know? Nobody has to do any surgery, do they? So I'm not sure why they wouldn't try that first. It just is, well, what can I say? They just don't pay attention to that sort of stuff. We want to do surgery. We want to have to give you patent medicine. Now, another thing is, with the type 2 diabetes, as I said, it ought to be considered to give somebody, giving somebody extra insulin, to, it ought to be considered malpractice, because all we're doing is complicating, is aggravating the problem of insulin resistance. More insulin, more resistance, more and more insulin, more and more resistance, more and more, more insulin, more and more, more resistance. Come on, folks. There are things that help to decrease the resistance to insulin. It's a long list of them. I'm not going to go into it right now, but you work with a doctor skilled in natural medicine, they'll tell you this botanical over here decreases insulin resistance, and that way your own insulin or the amount of insulin you're using presently will work better. So, I think you really need to go to a doc who knows what the heck they're doing with natural medicine. There's a good number of them in our area. Most are naturopaths. There's a few NDs. And get past this surgery suggestion, especially a doc who knows how to do these magnesium IV pushes, which don't particularly work on the diabetes, but they do particularly work on failure to relax.
Okay, I have two other topics, and I just want a quick...
Okay, go for it, sir. Really quick
I
now.
I asked you about silver cap. My wife's entire scalp is just shedding. And also, she believes, after looking it up online and whatnot, that she has psoriatic arthritis. The arthritis in her fingers are on all her end joints. Is there...
Sir, I wouldn't be surprised at all, because it's associated with the achalasia. Psoriasis of any sort, psoriasis and the skin psoriatic arthritis, is all triggered by a little bacteria that loves hanging out in the stomach and causing stomach problems. It's called H. pylori, or Helicobacter pylori. So we treat the Helicobacter pylori, the psoriatic whatever it is goes away.
All right. So these are all treatments that the Homa Clinic...
Yes, sir.
Would be able to do. Okay, very good. That's what I wanted to know. So I'll let you get on to your next caller. Thank you very much. Thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you for calling, sir.